In the last teaching, we were introduced to the concept of mindfulness. We discussed applying mindfulness skills in response to mind wandering in meditation. In the teachings for this session, we'll introduce another skill that many people find effective for developing their loving kindness, which is the skill of bringing mindfulness to our heart. This will lead us to explore how we might become more authentic in our lives by connecting with heart-centered awareness, and what it means to nurture heart-centered awareness of ourselves. At a big picture glance, we foster heart-centered awareness by shifting away from habitual reactivity and creating space for qualities like patience, empathy, and compassion. People practicing these skills may find their heart gradually transforming. It is not uncommon that the heart turns into a wellspring of more warmth and understanding for our own self and for others. I mentioned letting go of reactivity. We can think of reactive tendencies as thorny vines or tangled roots that keep us separated from the heart's soft core of innate kindness. But instead of merely suppressing outward expressions of our criticisms, for example, a loving kindness practice encourages us to delve inward and to release these thorny habits entirely, allowing more space for universal goodwill to grow. Related to our aim to develop a mindful, heart-centered awareness, spiritual teachers in various traditions identify a number of mental tendencies that distract us and disturb us from resting in the awareness of our heart. These tendencies include resentment, envy, self-doubt, apathy, and harsh judgment. When any of these arise, they act as barriers and block us from connecting more deeply with the heart. These hindrances cloud the heart's capacity to be present with our own emotions and inhibit us from relating to others on a meaningful level. Among these, resentment and harsh judgment are often particularly challenging blocks to dissolve. As loving kindness softens and dissolves these mental tendencies, it allows the heart to be less burdened. We let go of unnecessary emotional weight we've accumulated. According to loving kindness teachings, another critical step toward heart-centered awareness, which might not be obvious, is to cultivate humility. That includes letting go of self-righteous or rigid views that keep us separate from others. One way to develop this humility is through a reflective meditation, honestly assessing where we hold harsh views of ourselves or others. We can incorporate into our meditation practice an intention to release these judgments. Going deeper, we can allow kindness to fill the space that is left open when we let go of harsh views. This process is sometimes guided by phrases of loving kindness, such as, "May I be free from judgment," which helps to soften the heart and foster genuine humility. Lastly, for now, in connection with humility, loving kindness also invites us to embody gentleness. Gentleness is an essential quality for heart-centered awareness, as it allows us to respond to ourselves and others with patience and care. It is a common misconception that gentleness produces weakness. On the contrary, it is precisely the gentle core of a mother that empowers her fierce strength to protect and care for her child. It's not weakness to cultivate gentleness. As we find ourselves moving toward a place of gentleness where we can begin to let go of anger, we again unburden ourselves from unnecessary negative emotions that we've been carrying. Releasing anger, even its subtle forms like irritation or impatience, allows the heart to open more fully. This allows us to cultivate an enduring gentleness that becomes a blessing both to ourselves and others. Another teacher explains that the aim is not simply to avoid outward expressions of anger, but to cleanse the heart of all malice. To close these teachings, it has been said that when we practice loving kindness, the heart becomes visible to itself. By making the heart more visible to itself through heart-centered awareness, you can bring positive difference to yourselves and others. May we each grow more attuned to the heart's potential and allow a kindness to come forward that wisely encompasses ourselves and all beings. If you haven't already, go ahead and find a comfortable posture. And as you settle in and get more comfortable, take a few slow, relaxing breaths and let your nervous system calm down just a little bit more. And as you start to find a comfortable rhythm for relaxed breathing, we'll begin to say the phrases, "May I be well," "May I be peaceful," "May I be free." We'll begin this practice by directing loving kindness toward ourselves. But as we continue practicing together over the coming sessions, we'll also practice turning that loving kindness outward. As you breathe in now, think of breathing in that kind intention for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as you exhale, let your body's natural relaxation response do the work of calming down your nervous system. Breathing in loving kindness for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And breathing out, letting your body naturally relax. Continuing these cycles at a pace that's comfortable for you. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. You may notice that there's some resistance to letting yourself really feel the wish to be well and peaceful and free. If that's the case for you, just make note of that resistance. There's no need to get caught up in it or to try to actively force it to go away. Over time, as you gently repeat these kind intentions, you'll notice that that resistance is likely to fade. Breathing in deeply then, that spirit of kindness. Continue with the words, "May I be well. May I be peaceful. And may I be free." And as we close this practice now, feel free to let these words continue washing over you throughout your day. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free.